for the apples and stay for the gardens at Fireside Orchard and Gardens.
It's 7:20. We have cloudy skies and 44 degrees. The temp has started to drop. Joining us now, though, in our studios, we have a couple of special guests. We have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And also Marv Aldecantos, who a lot of people will know as the host of El Super Barrio Latino here on KYMN Radio, and a lot of other things around town.
Yes.
Marv, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about Mercado Local. You know, I hadn't heard about this until just the other day when I received some communication from the two of you.
Yeah.
Boy, what a great idea. I guess start off with, I don't know, whichever one wants to start off. Let's tell us, how did this whole thing start to come about?
Well, the Rice County Neighbors United, and I'm the director of that organization in town, got a grant from Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation. It's already, we are already in the almost a year with with the grant. So we're working on different things, helping minority-owned businesses in town and so forth. So in talking with our team, we have a member, Veronica Jimenez, and she loves Mercado Central in the Twin Cities. And she's always saying, we need something like that in Northfield. We need to create that kind of hub for entrepreneurs in the Latinx community. And separately, I was talking with Charlie Kite, because we're working on other things together, and he's part with me of the Northfield Affordable Housing Task Force. So in talking with him, he was saying, oh, I would love to have a market for Latinx people. Same thing. It's like, wow, these two people need to come together. And we did, in the work we're doing with this grant. And that's how the idea emerged of this market towards the holidays, and people having a place where they have their merchandise, and it's all from Mexico or other countries. And they keep selling between friends and so forth, but they don't have a storefront. So we thought, let's do a market so they can bring everything they sell to the community at large. So that's how this was born.
Yeah, I like that. You know, travel through Mexico and Latin America, their mercado is in every town. Every town has one. Big towns have a big one. Small towns have a small one. But it's really part of, that's where they go shopping. That's where you get your food and your everything else. Let's talk about what is going to be at this particular mercado. You have, how many vendors will you have
Yeah,
there?
So we started with more or less 7, and it keeps growing. So maybe we're going to have up to 10, 11 people, and maybe they will rotate. Some people I know, they can only come on Fridays. The rest are coming the 3 days. It's going to be 3 weekends, starting next week on Friday. So we won't have food. That's the license. You need a special license. And if it's a market like this, it's a cottage license. And that is very restrictive. You can only sell like baked goods and canned stuff. So we will. The hope is that we have this every year. And maybe eventually we'll have food. We'll have some type of a license for that. But for now, it's going to be great things. It's going to be jewelry, clothing, things for the home. I know some people are making their own things that they make at home. Art. If you see the poster, we have the art from Rocky Casillas, and it's just phenomenal. He's a wonderful artist here in town.
Yeah, and I have a picture of I have one of the posters right here in front of me, and yes, I can vouch for it. He's a wonderful artist. This is very creative, traditional, but yet new at the same time. Really good stuff.
Yeah, so we chose the, this is a snake. The picture in the poster is a snake, and this is the, is from the mythology of the Aztecs. So it's the, what they call a feather snake, and has a lot of importance in their myths. And it's called Quetzalcoatl. And the image, it was great, because when we went to the EDA, and that was an idea, working with Nate Carson from the city and head of the EDA, to have the participation of the EDA in this project and have some funding so we could just use the grant, but then use those funds for the Northfield Depot. And one of the members of the EDA happens to be a friend's daughter. And she, when we came and we showed the poster, she said, oh, I'm so happy, I'm Aztec. So having mm-hmm. the representation of something from my culture in this market is phenomenal. So that was a huge bonus that we had that comment.
Yeah, that's coincidental, but at the same time, what a neat thing. Let's move it over to Mayor Pownell here, and let's talk about the EDA and its involvement mm-hmm. of this. And also, mm-hmm. you know, using the depot, it's done now, and it's ready to be opened and used by the public. Talk about that.
This is just such an exciting opportunity. I mean, our community already loves Riverwalk, and so this is, in my mind, and that's something that the EDA also supports. And so it was just such a pleasure to be able to have the EDA, give the EDA an opportunity also to support this local market, Hispanic, and I would say utilizing our Northfield Depot. The Northfield Depot was really envisioned to be a gathering place on the west side of the city, you know, across Highway 3, across the river, the people that live on the west side, to be able to have that whole block there is just uniquely situated to be a gathering spot. And the Northfield Depot is such a wonderful, it's beautifully restored, and I'm just really excited to see this market come in there for the winter. These three first weekends in December, I think it's just going to be absolutely lovely to see it lit up, see people over there gathering and taking in the opportunity that they have to support our local entrepreneurs from our Hispanic community. And I'm just really excited, right, to be able to support small businesses, right, and help grow that potential within our community. And that is one of the reasons also for the EDA supporting it, is that they really value that minority entrepreneurship. And that's really a strategic priority of the EDA. And so it was just really a great opportunity. I'm so thankful that we could partner to help make this happen for the market. So mm-hmm. the EDA is actually covering the cost of the event space, as I understand it. So it's wonderful. Smith at EDA, NDDC, Rice County Neighbors United, so many people are coming together to make this happen. And it's going to be a wonderful little, I would say, kind of a little event space for people to go and shop over these next three holiday weekends here.
Let's move it back to Mara. I have a question for you. We have seen, you know, just through some events here in recent years, you know, the Hispanic Heritage Month, and we have the big party in Central Park. There seems to be a higher profile being taken right now by the Hispanic community within mm-hmm. Northfield, and I think you have a lot to do with that with your radio show and such. But now, from a more like a commercial standpoint, where you can actually have businesses and introducing those to a larger audience, have you gotten much feedback from the people who are involved with things like this?
Well, I think people have a misunderstanding of the immigrant community we have here. Usually they think, oh, these are very low-income people from Mexico and peasants and things like that. That's not the case. Many of them were entrepreneurs in their own country. They were teachers. They were professionals. They were people that they were in professions like nursing and things like that. They come here, and then suddenly, because the language skills are not there, and that's a huge obstacle, they don't participate in the professions they left behind. So, but they bring all those skills, and they have them still here, and they want to grow them back and be able to offer what they know to people here. So mm-hmm. so that's a big thing behind that. They're entrepreneurs. That they and when they do it, they succeed. But it's very hard. I mean, where do you find the finances? Where do you find the storefront to do these things? So. We need to support them, and I'm with the EDA. We have to do this.
Yeah, I think this is just great. I can't wait to go there. I can't wait to see some of the artisans' work. So they'll have, looking at the poster here, you'll have everything from, clothing to artwork to home items and just a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah, that's where you find, you mentioned the markets. Mm-hmm. When you go to Mexico, for instance, that's where you find is an array of things. We're not having food, but everything else. Mm-hmm. We hope it will be there on the market.
All right. Let's talk about when that is. It's 3 weekends in December, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So we start next week on Friday. Mm-hmm. That's the first. So Fridays is 4 to 7 p.m., three Fridays, the 4th and the 5th. And then Saturday is from 10 until 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Again, 4, 11, and 18 in December. And then Sunday is going to be 12 to 4 p.m., 5, 12, and 19 of December. So, and it's funny when you all pronounce the Mercado local. Mm-hmm. When you do it in English, the local sounds like loco, which is crazy in Spanish. Yes. So all of you are like,
I've been very careful. I've been trying to be careful.
We should change the name to Mercado Loco, and then it matches.
Yes.
All right. Looks like just a great event. I can't wait for it. And once again, for gift giving during the holiday seasons and such, this is just a perfect. Northfield is just filled with places, not only the Mercado Local, but go downtown. There's so many local artists and handmade things, and this is one segment that I think if you haven't shopped it yet, do it. It's all unique. It's all good. Shop local right here in town.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else about the Mercado Local you'd like to mention?
Well, we are in COVID times, so that's a concern of mine. How do we make everybody safe? Because it's an indoor event. Mm-hmm. So we're going to open the windows. We're going to have people selling things. They're going to have face masks, and we're going to highly encourage people to wear their mask going into the market, because as you know, the cases are rising rapidly in Rice County, so we are heading to Thanksgiving, which may make things worse, but we want everybody to be safe and have a great time and enjoy those wonderful gifts.
All right. Lastly, I'm going to turn things over to Mayor and give you an opportunity, first of all, say if there's anything outside of this you'd like to bring up. But I was also going to ask you about Thanksgiving. We're here, and we're just one day away from Thanksgiving. You know, from the standpoint of being the mayor of the city, what are you thankful for?
Yeah. So, and I'm thankful for things like this. Right. And when I think of our community, and I think more broadly of where we are now at this time, we're on the home stretch. We're in the third quarter, hopefully the fourth quarter of a pandemic, right? That sometime here we're going to see the end of this season. And I think it's really challenged us in some really amazing ways and created a lot of opportunities for people to think strategically about how we do things. And I've seen our local library pivot during this time of COVID and really think creatively about how they reach out to the broader community in their programming and things like that. And during times like this, I feel like it's just really made us better. Right? It's been hard, right? It's been stretching, but I think it's really made us stronger, and we're going to come out of this better than what we went in. And when I say that, I mean, that really rests on the people of this community. And generation after generation, people have been giving back. Resiliency, there's an incredible amount of resiliency that I would say within our community, where people have the ability, and there's a depth of people within this community that love this community, are willing to do whatever it takes to help move us forward. And so I'm thankful for the people of this community. They come in and they take one step right after the other to make this community even better than what it is. And the Mercado Local is a really great example of that, a partnership of really moving our community forward. And you see that in every organization, in every nonprofit. You see it within the school district. You see it within the city of Northfield. And I'm just really proud of the way people are partnering to move our community forward in a very strategic, conscientious, thoughtful way, right, to make our community better.
All right. Very well said. Thank you. And I'm thankful that you both came in today. thank you very much for arriving here. Enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow. We'll see you at the Mercado Local. Is that the best way to say it?
Well, yeah, the loco. We are here at this loco market and this crazy market. It shouldn't be crazy. It shouldn't be too crazy. It should be just
perfect. In a very good way.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Marv Haldicontos. Once again, Mercado Local starts on Friday, the third day of December, so a week from this coming Friday, and it goes each weekend for the next 3 weekends. You're listening to the 1 95.1 FM and AM 1080.